Everybody, welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Metanoia Madness. I'm your host, Nicholas, music creator, entrepreneur turned podcaster, lover of all things spiritual, mystical, and unknown. This is episode 38, The Power of Mindset Shifts, rewriting your inner narrative. Welcome back to Metanoia Madness. I'm Nicholas, and today we're diving into one of the most powerful forces shaping our lives, our mindset. If you've ever wondered why certain patterns keep repeating, why success feels just out of reach, or why you can't seem to break free from certain cycles, today's episode is for you. The reality is, your thoughts, your inner narrative, are the foundation of everything. They're not just reflections of how you feel. They're architects of your reality. But here's the deeper truth. This isn't just about psychology or changing your thinking at a surface level. Today, we're peeling back the layers to explore the spiritual and metaphysical aspects of mindset shifts. This is about rewiring your energy, realigning your frequency, and tapping into the incredible power you have as a co-creator of your life. What if I told you that the stories you've been telling yourself are not just shaping the perception of the world, but literally creating the world around you? From a spiritual perspective, your inner narrative holds a vibration, one that attracts and repels experiences, people, and opportunities based on the energy you're sending out. I'm also excited to announce that to help you dive deeper into these practices, I've created the Mental Metanoia Madness Workbook. This workbook is designed to help you explore these transformative concepts in a personal, reflective way. It's packed with thought-provoking prompts, practical exercises. It's your personal guide to shifting your mindset and aligning with your higher self. Whether it's rewriting your limiting beliefs, manifesting your dreams, or raising your vibration, this workbook will support you on your journey. We're not just talking about shifting your mindset for better results. We're talking about transforming your life, rewriting the narrative you tell yourself, aligning it with your higher self, and stepping into your true potential. We'll explore the role of energy, the law of attraction, and how your thoughts create ripples in the quantum field. We'll also discuss practical tools and spiritual insights to help you break free from limiting beliefs and embrace the expansive, limitless reality that you're waiting for. If you're ready to rewrite your inner story and tap into the boundless potential that comes from aligning your thoughts with your highest self, then stick with me. This is going to be an episode that challenges, stretches, and ultimately empowers you to see that everything you desire is not only possible, but it's waiting for you to claim it. Our inner narrative is much more than a collection of thoughts that run through our mind. It is the lens through which we see the world, the filter that shapes our experience. But what if I told you that that inner narrative is also a form of energy? What if the stories you tell yourself, those quiet thoughts you rehearse daily, are vibrational forces that ripple out into the universe, influencing the reality you experience? This is the spiritual and metaphysical perspective of the mind. Your thoughts are not passive, they are active, shaping forces. Let's start with the fundamental understanding. The mind is like a garden, and whatever you plant in it, whether it's flowers of hope or weeds of self-doubt, it grows. Earl Nightingale once said the human mind works very much like a fertile field. You can plant whatever you want. If you plant corn, it will grow. If you plant poison, poison will grow. The mind doesn't care what you plant, it will return whatever you give it. This analogy speaks directly to the spiritual truth behind mindset. Your thoughts are seeds, and what you consistently water with attention and belief grows. The question becomes, what seeds are you planting in the garden of your mind? Are they seeds of possibility, abundance, and growth? Or are they seeds of limitation, fear, and doubt? The thoughts you dwell on and believe in become the foundation of your inner narrative. And from there, they manifest into the reality that you experience. From a metaphysical perspective, everything in the universe operates on vibration, including your thoughts. When you dwell on the thoughts of scarcity or fear, you are operating at a lower vibrational frequency, and the universe responds to that frequency. This is where the law of attraction comes into play. It's not just about thinking positive. It's about aligning your internal vibration with the kind of life you want to create. When you vibrate at a frequency of abundance, love, and gratitude, you naturally attract circumstances that reflect those qualities back to you. Now you might be thinking, how does this actually work? How do my thoughts change my external reality? Well, this is where quantum physics gives us a bridge between science and spirituality. In the quantum theory, there's something called the observer effect, which suggests that the very act of observing something changes its outcome. Applied to mindset, this means that the thoughts and beliefs you focus on, the things you observe in your mind, are influencing the reality around you. You're not just passively experiencing life, you're co-creating it with your thoughts. This leads us to a deeper understanding of why our inner narrative is so powerful. It's not just that our thoughts influence our mood or how we feel in the moment. Our thoughts are creative forces. They're literally shaping the circumstances we encounter in life. This is why it's so important to become aware of the story you're telling yourself. Is it a story of lack or not being enough or fear and failure? Or is it a story of possibility, growth, of success, and fulfillment? Many of us walk through life unaware that we are operating from old stories. Stories that were written for us by our past experiences, by what we were taught as children, by society. But here's the truth. Those stories are not fixed. They are not written in stone. You have the power to rewrite them. The key is in recognizing limiting beliefs that keep you stuck in the same patterns and deciding consciously to create a new narrative that reflects the life you want to live. This process starts with awareness. You need to start paying attention to the thoughts that run through your mind daily. What are the recurring beliefs that you hold about yourself and your life? Do you believe you're worthy of success? Or do you feel like you're always falling short? Do you expect abundance? Or do you anticipate lack? The first step in rewriting your narrative is to identify these limiting beliefs and challenge them. Here's a practical way to start. Start by journaling about your current beliefs. Ask yourself questions like, what do I believe about myself? When it comes to achieving goals, what do I believe about love and relationships? What do I believe about my potential? As you write, notice any recurring themes of doubt or fear. These are the stories that you've been telling yourself, stories that you now have the power to change. Once you've identified these limiting beliefs, the next step is rewriting them. For each limiting belief, write a new empowering statement. For example, if you've always believed, I'm not good enough to succeed, rewrite, I am more than enough, and I have everything I need to succeed. This isn't just about positive thinking. It's about shifting the vibrational frequency of your mind from one of lack to one of abundance. As you begin to shift your mindset in this way, something powerful happens. The energy you put out into the world changes, and in response, the universe begins to shift. You'll notice synchronicities, opportunities, and possibilities that align with your new narrative. This is the metaphysical side of mindset shifts. When you change your internal energy, the external world mirrors that change. But it's important to remember that this is not a one-time thing. Rewriting your inner narrative is a daily practice. Your old beliefs will try to resurface, and it's up to you to keep choosing the new story, the new vibration, over and over again. The more you do this, the stronger the narrative becomes, until it's not just a story you tell yourself, it's the reality you live. So as we dive deeper into the episode, I want you to keep this question in mind. What story are you telling yourself, and is it serving the life you want to create? If the answer is no, then know that you have the power to change it. Your thoughts are not just fleeting ideas. They're the seeds of your future. And by consciously choosing what to plant in the garden of your mind, you can create a reality that aligns with your highest potential. To truly grasp the power of mindset shifts, we have to look at the science behind them, and not just the psychological or the emotional effects, but the metaphysical dynamics that govern how our thoughts shape our reality. One of the most profound principles that ties spirituality to science is the law of attraction. This law, which many spiritual teachers have spoken about extensively, teaches us that like attracts like. Our thoughts and emotions, both of which vibrate at specific frequencies, draw in experiences that match those frequencies. Think about it. When you're having a bad day and your mind is clouded with frustration or negativity, doesn't it seem like more things go wrong? The traffic gets worse, the phone call you've been dreading happens, or your plans fall apart. That's not just a coincidence. That's the law of attraction in action. On the flip side, when you're feeling good, when you're filled with joy, gratitude, and optimism, it's like the universe aligns in your favor. Opportunities open up, conversations flow, and everything seems to fall into place. This isn't magic, it's energetic alignment. At the heart of this concept is the understanding that everything in the universe is made of energy. The physical world that we perceive with our five senses is only a fraction of reality. Quantum physics has shown us that beneath the surface, everything is vibrating energy. This includes our thoughts, emotions, and beliefs. When we focus on something, whether it's a fear or a dream, we're tuning into a specific frequency, and the universe responds by bringing into our experience things that match that frequency. This is why shifting your mindset is so powerful. You're not just changing your thoughts, you're changing your vibration. And as your vibration changes, the external world begins to mirror those changes. The universe is like a giant echo chamber, constantly reflecting back to you the energy you're putting out. If you're vibrating at a frequency of scarcity or fear, that's what you'll attract. But if you shift to a frequency of abundance, joy, and possibility, you'll start to draw on experiences that reflect those vibrations. Let's talk about visualization for a moment. When you visualize something with clarity and emotion, you're not just daydreaming. You're tuning into the specific frequency. Athletes and high performers use visualization all the time to mentally rehearse success. They see themselves crossing the finish line, standing on the podium, or making the winning shot. What they're doing is aligning their energy with the outcome they want to create. This practice trains the mind and body to operate as if the success is already theirs, which in turn attracts the circumstances that make it a reality. The same principle applies to the law of attraction. When you focus on a desire with unwavering belief and you feel emotions associated with that desire, whether it's joy, gratitude, or excitement, you're sending a powerful signal to the universe. And because the universe operates on frequencies, it begins to rearrange circumstances, people, and events to match the energy you're emitting. But here's where it gets even more interesting. The law of attraction doesn't just respond to your conscious thoughts. It responds to the deeper, subconscious beliefs that run beneath the surface. This is why it's so important to uncover and shift any limiting beliefs that may be holding you back. You might consciously want success, love, or abundance, but if there's a subconscious belief that says, I'm not worthy of this, or it's not possible for me, then that's the vibration you're sending out. And the universe will respond to the deeper frequency, even if you're thinking positively on the surface. So how do we shift those deeper, subconscious beliefs? One of the most effective ways is through meditation and mindfulness. When we practice mindfulness, we become aware of the thoughts and beliefs that are running our lives. We start to notice the limiting stories we've been telling ourselves, and we create space to rewrite them. Meditation helps us tap into a higher state of awareness, where we can observe our thoughts without getting caught up in them. From this space of awareness, we can begin to choose new thoughts and beliefs that align with the reality we want to create. Another powerful tool is affirmations. But here's the key. Affirmations work best when they're backed by feeling. It's not enough to simply repeat positive statements. You need to feel the truth of those statements in your body. When you say, I am worthy of success, you need to feel the emotion of worthiness vibrate through your entire being. This emotional charge is what amplifies the frequency of your thoughts and helps them manifest into reality. Ultimately, mindset shifts are about aligning your energy with the life you want to create. It's about becoming aware of the thoughts and beliefs that are shaping your current reality and making a conscious decision to change them. And when you do, the universe will respond in kind. As you elevate your vibration, you'll attract experiences, opportunities, and people that match the energy you're putting out. This is the true power of mindset shifts. Rewriting your inner narrative is not just a mental exercise, but as an energetic transformation that aligns you with your highest potential. Now that we've explored the metaphysical science behind mindset shifts, it's time to ground those concepts into practical tools you can use in your everyday life. Shifting your mindset isn't just about changing your thoughts momentarily. It's about consciously choosing to rewrite your inner narrative every single day. When you approach this process from a spiritual perspective, it becomes more than just a self-improvement. It's a form of energetic alignment, a way of attuning your inner world with the higher vibrations of the universe. One of the most accessible and transformative tools for mindset shifts is gratitude. Now, gratitude isn't just about being polite or acknowledging the good things in your life. I mean, we've talked about it many times before. It's about tuning your energy into a frequency of abundance and appreciation, no matter what's happening around you. When you start your day with gratitude, you're essentially telling the universe, I'm in alignment with all the good things already present in my life, and I'm ready for more. It's like opening the floodgates to allow more positive energy to flow towards you. A practical way to integrate gratitude into your daily life is by keeping a gratitude journal. Each morning or evening, take a few moments to write down 3 things you're grateful for. It doesn't have to be profound. Maybe it's the warmth of your bed, the taste of the morning coffee, or smile of a stranger. The key here is not just to list things, but to feel the gratitude in your body as you write. Let that feeling radiate through you. Over time, you'll notice that this practice shifts your default mindset from one of lack to one of abundance. You'll start seeing opportunities where you once saw obstacles, and the energy of gratitude will ripple through your interactions, attracting more to be grateful for. Another powerful tool for rewriting your narrative is key to making affirmations work on a spiritual level. Is to embody the energy of the affirmation. You're affirming abundance. Don't just say it. Feel abundant. Walk around with the energy of someone that's already abundant. When you say, I am love, feel that love radiating through your heart, out into the world. This energetic alignment with your affirmation is what amplifies its power. You're not just telling your subconscious mind a new story. You're sending out a vibrational frequency that the universe responds to. Energy cleansing is a tool that often gets overlooked in the mindset work. Over time, your energy can become cluttered with limiting beliefs, negative emotion, and the residue of past experiences. Just as we need to clean our physical space, we need to regularly cleanse our energetic space. Practices like meditation or breath work can help you clear out old, stagnant energy keeping you stuck in old narratives. One of the simplest energy cleansing practices you can start today is mindful breathing. When you take slow, deep breaths, you're not just calming your mind, you're clearing the energetic field. As you inhale, visualize yourself drawing in clean energy. And as you exhale, imagine releasing any limiting beliefs or emotional blocks. This practice can be especially powerful when you feel emotionally triggered or when you notice negative thoughts creeping in. By simply breathing with intention, you create space for new thoughts, beliefs, and energy to enter. Manifestation is often misunderstood as simply thinking positively and waiting for things to happen. But it's much deeper than that. True manifestation requires alignment. Alignment between your thoughts, your energy, and your actions. If you're visualizing success but subconsciously believe you're not worthy of it, then that's the vibration that you're sending out. The universe responds to what you truly believe. Not just what you say, but also what you do. This is why doing the inner work, cleaning limiting beliefs, practicing self-love, and aligning your actions with your desires is so important. Another spiritual tool that can help with alignment is setting intentions. Before starting your day, take a moment to set clear, specific intention for what you want to experience or create. This isn't just a to-do list. This is about energetically aligning yourself with what you want to call in. For example, if you want peace in your life, set the intention. Today I move through my day with calm and clarity. As you move through your day, carry that intention in your mind and heart, and notice how it shifts your interactions and choices. Intentions are powerful because they direct your energy toward what you want to create, rather than what you fear. And when you combine intention with focused action, you create a powerful flow of energy that magnetizes the outcome of your desire. This is where spiritual meets practical. When your intentions, thoughts, and actions are in alignment, you're no longer pushing against life, you're flowing with it. Lastly, let's not forget the importance of surrender. In this process, while it's important to take inspired action, it's equally important to release attachment to the outcome. The universe operates on its own divine timing, and sometimes what you think you want isn't what's truly aligned with your highest good. By surrendering, you're not giving up. You're trusting that the universe knows what's best for you. When you let go of your control and allow things to unfold naturally, you open yourself up to even greater possibilities than you could have ever imagined. As we move deeper into the process of shifting your mindset and rewriting your inner narrative, it's essential to understand the concept of alignment. You're not just changing thoughts, you're stepping into alignment, with your higher self. Your higher self is the version of you that's connected to a greater sense of purpose, wisdom, and truth. It's the part of you that already knows you're capable of greatness, that you're worthy of love, abundance, and success. The higher self doesn't operate from fear or scarcity. It operates from love, trust, and understanding of the interconnectedness of everything. When you align with this aspect of yourself, you stop letting limiting beliefs and negative thoughts dictate actions. Instead, you start making decisions that are in harmony with who you truly are. One of the most profound ways to connect with your higher self is through meditation. Meditation allows you to quiet the noise of the ego, the part of your mind that is constantly concerned with external validation, fear of failure, and attachment to outcomes. When you meditate, you tap into a deeper level of consciousness where the higher self resides. In this space, you can receive guidance, clarity, and insight that isn't clouded by the fears and doubts of the everyday mind. As you sit in your meditation, listening to your intuition is the voice of your higher self, always guiding you toward what's in your best interest. The problem is, we often ignore it or doubt its validity because we're so used to operating from the rational mind. But the rational mind is limited by what it knows from the past experiences, while intuition taps into the deeper well of wisdom that transcends logic. Start paying attention to the subtle nudges and gut feelings that you get throughout the day. These are not random. They're messages from your higher self guiding you toward your next step. Whether it's feeling to reach out to someone, take a different path, or say yes to an opportunity that scares you, your intuition is always steering you toward the path of growth and alignment. The more you trust these inner whispers, the more you'll find yourself moving in harmony with the flow of life. Energy alignment is also crucial in this process. Just as you align your thoughts and your desires, you need to align your energy with the frequency of what you want to manifest. This involves raising your vibration to match the reality you're trying to create. If your desires are rooted in abundance, love, and joy, but your daily energy is filled with doubt, fear, and scarcity, there's a mismatch. One practice that can help you with alignment is working with your chakras. The energy centers in your body that govern the different aspects of your physical, emotional, and spiritual well-being. Each chakra corresponds to different frequencies and can either be in balance or out of alignment, depending on your current mindset and emotional state. By focusing on balancing your chakras, you can bring your entire energetic system into harmony with your higher self, making it easier to manifest the life you desire. For example, if you're struggling with feeling insecurity or lack, you may want to focus on balancing your root chakra, which governs your sense of safety, stability, and belonging. Practices like grounding meditations, working with crystals such as red jasper or hematite, or spending time in nature can bring these chakras into balance. As your root chakra aligns, you'll feel more secure and grounded, allowing you to operate from a place of trust rather than fear. As you align with your higher self and balance your energy, it's also important to understand the concept of surrender. Surrender doesn't mean giving up on your goals or your desires. It means letting go of the need to control every outcome and trust the universe is working in your favor. When you surrender, you release the resistance that comes with trying to force things to happen in specific ways. Instead, you open yourself up to receive the highest possible outcome, which may be even greater than what you initially envisioned. Surrender is an act of faith. It's acknowledging that while you have the power to create and manifest, there are forces beyond your control that are also at play. The universe has a broader perspective than we do, and sometimes what we think we want isn't in alignment with our highest good. By surrendering, you allow the universe to guide you toward the best possible outcome, trusting that everything is unfolding exactly as it should. One way to practice surrender is through daily affirmations. Each morning, repeat to yourself, I trust the universe is guiding me to my highest good. I release control and embrace the flow of life. This simple affirmation sets the tone for your day, reminding you to let go of the need to micromanage the details. Instead, flow with the opportunities and synchronicities that arise. As you align with your higher self and the flow of the universe, you'll notice that life begins to feel less like a struggle and more like a dance. The challenges don't disappear, but your relationship to them changes. Instead of seeing obstacles as roadblocks, you begin to see them as opportunities for growth and learning. You start to trust that everything is happening for you, not to you, and that each experience is moving you closer to your true potential. Synchronicities, those meaningful coincidences that seem too perfect to be random, will start to appear more frequently as you align with your flow of the universe. These synchronicities are the universe's way of confirming that you're on the right path. Pay attention to them. Whether it's meeting the right person at the right time, stumbling upon a book that speaks exactly to what you need, or receiving an unexpected opportunity, these moments are a reflection of your alignment with the higher flow of life. Remember that aligning with your higher self is not a one-time event. It's a lifelong journey. Every day offers an opportunity to deepen your connection with your true self, to raise your vibration, and to trust in the unfolding of your path. The more you align with your higher self and the flow of the universe, the more your outer reality will begin to reflect the beauty, abundance, and love that already exists within you. As we come to the end of this transformative episode, I want to leave you with one final reminder. The power to rewrite your inner narrative lies within you. Each thought, belief, and choice you make is an opportunity to align with your higher self and create a life that truly resonates with your soul's deepest desires. The journey of shifting your mindset and tapping into the flow of the universe is an ongoing process. Every step you take brings you closer to the person you are meant to be. Remember, growth happens at the intersection of challenge and trust. Trust in yourself, trust in the process, and trust in the universe to guide you. You don't have to know every step ahead, but as long as you stay aligned with your higher self, you will always be on the right path. Before we close, don't forget to go to the website and sign up for our email list. That way you can get access to the Mental Metanoia Managed Workbook. This workbook is designed to help you go even deeper into your personal growth journey. It's packed with thought-provoking prompts, exercises, and reflections based on the episodes we've shared together. It's the perfect tool to integrate these mindset shifts, spiritual insights, and practices into your daily life. You can use this workbook as your personal journal, your space to reflect, explore, and cultivate changes you want to see in your life. Whether you're working through emotional triggers, reprogramming limiting beliefs, or aligning with your higher self, this workbook will guide you step by step through the process. So go to metanoiamanage.com and sign up for the newsletter and email list. Not only do you get access to the workbook, but you'll also join our growing community of like-minded individuals who are all on the path of transformation. So take the next step in your journey. The workbook is waiting for you, and it's ready to help you unlock even deeper layers of growth and self-discovery. Thank you all so much for being here today, for listening, and for committing to your growth. If this episode resonated with you, please share it with someone who will benefit from it. Don't forget to subscribe to the Metanoia Managed YouTube, leave a review, and stay connected with us on our website and social media. Keep aligning with your higher self. Keep rewriting your narrative and keep embracing the infinite possibilities that life has in store for you. Until next week, I'm Nicholas, signing off.